Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dürr Preliminary Figures 2011 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Dieter. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague Ralf Heuwing and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our preliminary full year 2011 results. Like last year, there will be no press and analyst call when we publish our annual report on March 15, 2012. Our current numbers are already stable enough for us to be able to give you all the figures today, and we will be pleased to answer any further questions you might have about the annual report after it is published over the phone. I will start today by giving you an overview of our results in 2011. Ralf Heuwing will then go into some figures in more detail. Then I will talk about our new division, Application Technology, and our strategy. Ralf Heuwing will then talk about the progress in our Clean Technology Systems division and will close with the outlook, and then we will have your questions. We move to page four. We not only achieved the targets we set for 2011, we exceeded them in most cases. That holds for our market and technology position, as well as our financial results. In many regions, we were able to expand our market leadership, benefiting here from our strong local presence in the growth markets and our innovative products. All in all, 2011 was the best year ever. At 2.685 billion, incoming orders were far above our original expectations. Sales revenues for the full year came in at 1.9 billion, up 52% year-over-year. Our order backlog reached a record of above 2.1 billion at the end of 2011. That is equivalent to a reach of 13 months of sales. Thanks to this high order backlog, we have a good visibility. The quality of orders on hand has improved too, compared with the year earlier. The growth of 52% in sales revenue with an only 14% larger workforce underlines the productivity improvements we have achieved over the last years. Sales revenues per employee reached an all-time high of 300,000 euro, while the cost per employee has been more or less stable. EBIT came in at 107 million after 37 million the year before, giving a margin of 5.5% after 2.9%. The net profit was 64 million. Therefore, we will propose a dividend of 1.20 euro per share for 2011 at the annual general meeting after 0.30 last year. Cash flow was also surprisingly strong and reached 128 million. On page five, we can see that the fourth quarter was, as in the past, by far the strongest quarter of the year. Sales revenues were up 51%, but we also improved EBIT strongly by 23 million year-over-year to a 45 million euro level. Cash flow reached 100 million in the last quarter. Incoming orders were up 14% year-over-year, but were down compared to the exceptional Q3 2011. Page six shows the development of incoming orders since the low point in Q4 2008. We have booked new orders in excess of 600 million now for three quarters in a row. Order intake in 2011 was surely influenced by delayed investments of our customers from the crisis years 2009 and beginning of 2010. Order intake for Q1 2012 at the moment looks like that we can see the high Q4 level again. Page seven shows the familiar breakdown of sales revenues and incoming orders. The relative weight of the emerging markets has increased again compared to 2010. 1.75 billion euro, or 65% of the orders, came now from the emerging markets. China alone, our biggest single market by far, accounted for 32%. In the emerging markets, new orders were up 77%, and we doubled our order intake in each case in Brazil, Mexico, and in India. In the reviving U.S. market, orders were up 69%, while they were up 29% in Germany and as much as 49% in the rest of Western Europe. The distribution of sales revenues follows this pattern of incoming orders with a time lag of 12 to 15 months. Ralf Heuwing will now step through our financials and cash flow statement. Ralf.
Yeah, let's turn to page 8. Driven by the strong demand, sales revenues were up 52% in 2011. After a modest first quarter with 359 million euros, sales generation gathered pace during the rest of the year. 425 million in the second quarter, 524 million in the third quarter, climbing to 615 million euros in the last quarter. Our sales mix changed appreciably in 2011. The higher margin service business, up 23%, did not grow as dramatically as the new equipment business, which saw a growth of 64%. At the same time, gross margin on the new equipment business was unchanged, as there was still a number of lower margin orders from 2009 and 10 billed in the first half year of 2011. In absolute terms, gross profit was up by 94 million euros to 331 million due to the growth in sales revenues. Gross margin, however, dropped to 17.2% from 18.8% the year before. As already in the previous year, selling and administrative expenses rose a good deal less strongly than sales revenues. Our market success in 2010 and 11 was largely due to the introduction of new, more efficient products. We have therefore continued with our innovation strategy and increased our R&D spend by 14.4% to 30 million euros. There was hardly any impact from other operating or extraordinary items. The financial result improved by 3.4 million euros to minus 21 million. Here, we benefited above all from the low transaction costs for the placement of our bond in 2010 and the lower commitment fees for the syndicated loan. We've decided to report the interest cost component of pension provisions in the income statement in line with international industry practice. It is now no longer recognized under operating expenses, but in the interest result. This new accounting practice increased EBIT by 2.5 million euros in 2011 and burdened interest result by the same amount. We have adjusted EBIT for 2010 retroactively to 36.6 million euros from the figure of 33.7 million euros reported last year. Despite the strong earnings improvement, the effective tax rate dropped from 43.3% to 25.1%. Owing to the much improved earnings outlook, we were able to use the tax loss carryforwards, especially in Germany, by creating deferred tax assets. Net profit therefore reached a record high of 64 million euros. I will now move to page 10, the cash flow statement. Cash flow from operating activities was strongly positive at 128 million euros and clearly surpassed previous year's level of 55 million euros. The positive development was based on strong growth in earnings and revenues. Net working capital was virtually unchanged despite the growth in business. In 2011, the high prepayments from customers at the end of the year had a strongly positive effect on net working capital. Free cash flow reached 92 million euros. Over the last 3 years, we've been able to generate a free cash flow of around 60 million euros on average. Just for information, our factoring and forfeiting level has settled in the region of 10 to 20 million euros and is currently only of minor relevance for our financing and cash flow. Let's turn to page 11. Net working capital was more or less stable at 33 million as prepayments received reported under trade payables increased strongly to 447 million euros. Net working capital was equivalent to only 2% of sales as of the reporting date. Days working capital, which indicates the average time it takes to convert working capital into sales revenue, reached a new low of only 6 days. Our normalized target figure for days working capital is between 20 and 25 days. On the other hand, the strong growth in receivables caused an average days sales outstanding to rise to 117 days. On page 12 and 13, there is more detail on our work in progress and progress billings. It shows that the payment balance with our customers has changed significantly compared to the previous year. The prepayments from customers reported on the liability side were exceptionally high at €446 million as of the balance sheet date. There will consequently be future receivables from contracts set against these liabilities on the asset side. It's misleading if these prepayments are viewed in isolation. The balance of future receivables from contracts and customer prepayments was minus €126 million as of 31st December 2011, which is a decline of €74 million versus the year earlier. This amount, which represents customers' pre-financing of contracts, will lead to future cash outflows, which will increase net working capital and reduce cash and cash equivalents. Turning to page 14, equity increased by €45 million to €364 million at the end of 2011. The main factor for this was the net income of €64 million. As the balance sheet expanded more strongly than equity, the equity ratio changed to 22% as of the 31st of December, down from 26.3% a year earlier. However, along with good earnings, we expect the ratio to improve successively in the course of 2012 and 2013. Our net financial status was only plus €52 million. However, this takes into account that we purchased our headquarters here in Bietigheim, our campus, from the leasing company for €54 million. Cash and cash equivalents amounted to €299 million at the end of the year. This is due to the positive free cash flow. Return on capital employed already exceeded our target of 22% for the year 2013 and reached 28%. We want to hold it above 20% in the coming years. Finally, a brief word about our funding. We are fully financed until 2015 on favorable terms. At the end of the year, we had unused cash credit lines of €90 million under the syndicated loan agreement and the European Investment Bank credit line, and a cash position of around €300 million. I now hand back to Ralf Dieter.
Yeah, and we move to page 15, where you can see that all four divisions grew their EBIT strongly in 2011. As incoming orders generally exceeded sales revenues, a high level of capacity utilization can be expected across all four divisions in 2012. Profitability was clearly improved in all four divisions. The doubling of the margin at Paint and Assembly Systems deserves special mention. This also reflects the improvements in internal processes. Paint and Assembly Systems already met our target margin of 4-5% for this division. Measuring and Process System also delivered a marked improvement, and we achieved a turnaround at Cleaning Systems as predicted, but we are not yet at the level of profitability as we are targeting for. However, through additional operational improvement measures last year and this year, the foundation have been laid for further earnings improvement. Now let's go to Application Technology on page 16. We already presented this high-tech segment to you at our Investors Day in Regensburg. Besides paint application, as you can see from the top row of illustrations, our activities also include sealing and gluing. We are in the process of building up the gluing activities, and our aim is to grow sales revenues from around €10 million at present to €50 million in the midterm. The foil on page 17 shows the market share we reached in paint application in the automotive business in 2011. We entered the business with painting robots in 2000 and have increased our market share continuously since then. This business especially, the installed base is very important for the service and spare parts activities. The left-hand chart on page 17 shows how exceptional the year 2011 was. It was also affected by backlog effects mentioned before, but we expect growth to return to the trend line of previous years in 2012. On page 18, you can see that the incoming orders grew by 85% to €581 million in 2011. Book-to-bill stood at 1.4, and the quality of orders improved as well. So what I can say for 2012 is that we will increase sales and earnings further in that division. Let's move to our strategy on page 19. We continue to execute on our corporate strategy in 2011, and growth, optimization and new business will remain the cornerstones of our strategy going forward. We are focusing on three levers to achieve our growth targets. First, expansion of our core business in the emerging markets, acquisitions, service business and innovation. Second, besides creating value through growth, we are also tapping new earnings potentials via optimization. We are continuously optimizing our business processes and tools and managing the regional distribution of our capacities. And third, with the Clean Technology System division created at the beginning of 2011, we are looking to grow in business with energy-efficient technologies. Our target here is sales revenues of about 200 million by the year 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, page 20 shows impressively why we are focusing so strongly on the emerging markets. Market volume in the emerging markets has exceeded that of the established markets for the first time in 2011. Since 2000, it has tripled in the emerging markets but declined in the established markets. And this trend will continue. It is expected that by 2017, considerably more vehicles will be produced in the emerging markets than in the established markets. But the established markets are growing again too. The second important factor shown by the chart is that the market volume is set to grow considerably more strongly over the next 6 years than in the past 6 years. In the last 6 years, world production of light vehicles increased by 11 million units, and by the year 2017, it is forecasted to grow by 30 million units. The next page shows the regional trends for the global automobile market. The downward trend in Western Europe in 2012 has little impact on the growth of the world production. Stagnation is forecasted for the whole of Europe in 2012. This includes expanding production in Eastern Europe. We also expect a resurgence of the North American market. Additionally, the global automobile market is much less cyclical than is generally assumed. Apart from the crisis in 2008 and 2009, the automobile market has grown steadily. Through our strategic realignment since 2005, we are positioning ourselves where the growth is expected, in the emerging markets. And here on page 22, that you can see that we are systematically building on our leading competitive position in China and other emerging markets. Those markets already account for almost one-third of our workforce, and we plan to increase this further. In 2005, we had only 14% of our workforce in the emerging markets. Over that period, the number of permanent employees in China, for example, has grown from less than 350 to now more than 1,000. If we include hired external labor in our workshops, there are already about 1,500 people working for Dürr in China. We are also doubling our office and factory capacities in Shanghai as we speak, with a total space of 63,000 square meters being created at two locations in Shanghai and will be finished by early 2013. Just for comparison, the space we have here at our headquarters in Bietigheim is 68,000 square meters. And our workforce here in Bietigheim is currently about 1,600 people. We are also expanding our capacities in other emerging markets like Brazil and Mexico as well. In Mexico, for instance, we are doubling our office space and significantly increasing our workshop space. Let's move to page 23. We are also looking systematically to diversify into new areas of activity that are related to our core business and offer good potential for profitable growth. We are concentrating on high-tech niches where our aim is to achieve market leadership by leveraging our international setup and distribution power. In May 2011, we acquired, as you know, a 55% equity interest in filling equipment specialist Akramco in Denmark. This company, which is part of the balancing and assembly product business unit, is an ideal complement to our existing filling systems business, which is already the market leader for filling systems in the automotive industry. Akramco is the largest supplier of filling equipment for manufacturers of household appliances and heat pumps, for instance. Both companies together now form by far the largest player in the filling equipment business with more than 300 employees worldwide. In May 2011, we also acquired a 10% stake in our Japanese partner, Parker Engineering. Together with Parker Engineering, we want to intensify the paint system business with Japanese automakers, especially in the future growth markets of Southeast Asia, where the Japanese OEMs today have a market share of more than 80%. On page 24, we have a view on our service business, which is an important cornerstone of our strategy. The service business was also at a record high and had a share of 23% in 2011, after 29% the year before. The reason for the relative decline was a strong growth in sales revenues from our new equipment and machinery business, which will feed the service business of the future. In application technology, potential is also presented by the upgrading of installed old painting machines to the much more flexible robot technology. Ladies and gentlemen, on page 25, we show you that we carried out a customer survey in autumn 2011. This survey revealed that Dürr is identified more than its competitors with innovation and production efficiency. We see our core competence in increasing the efficiency of our customer production processes, whether in the planning, through new technologies and products, and through our service and support. Dürr's innovation strategy is focused on reducing costs per unit and life cycle costs. A secondary effect that should not be underrated is the improved environmental footprint. Environmental issues are becoming increasingly important for many OEMs. Our Eco Plus paint shop is a prime example here. With a wide range of individual measures that we combine in the system, we can reduce energy consumption to less than 500 kilowatt hours per painted body. Incidentally, the world's most environmentally friendly paint shops are being built at the moment in China. And you can see on this page also our new claim, which is leading in production efficiency. With that, I hand over back to Ralf.
Yeah, let's turn to page 26. The prospects for the Clean Technology Systems division are good. First, resource conservation and rising energy prices are creating a need for energy-efficient production systems worldwide, while the payback periods for such investments are shrinking. Second, our customers are increasingly perceiving the energy consumption of their production systems as a cost factor. Project inquiries for the energy optimization of manufacturing processes are therefore showing above-average growth rates. And third, as a plant engineering company, we have all the relevant core competences to build this new area of business. Specialist know-how in the exhaust air and waste heat treatment on the one hand, and engineering and project management expertise on the other. And fourth, through our global presence, we are in a good position to tap the fast-growing market potential for energy-efficient technologies, both in mature and in emerging markets. The environmental and energy systems business unit is the springboard for our growth in energy efficiency. It's a world market a leading supplier of exhaust air purification systems and is expanding its activities through a two-track strategy. First, growth is being pursued through stronger presence in the emerging markets. Second, environmental and energy systems is increasingly marketing systems that enable the excess thermal energy from burning off the harmful emissions to be recovered. To broaden the portfolio in waste heat recovery technology, we acquired a 50% equity interest in the startup firm Cyplan Limited in 2011 in May. The company, whose name has since been changed to Dürr Cyplan Limited, is a pioneer in ORC technology. ORC stands for Organic Rankine Cycle and is an evaporation process that produces electrical energy from waste heat. ORC plants can be combined not only with our thermal exhaust air purification systems, but also with other sources of waste heat, such as combined heat and power generating plants, biogas plants, and combustion engines. The second investment is the stake acquired in Heat Matrix in February 2012. Heat Matrix produces innovative heat exchangers made of a special plastic material. They are therefore ideal for corrosive media, such as flue gases. and are a lot lighter and less costly than conventional metal heat exchangers. The Energy Technology Systems business is currently reviewing further acquisition opportunities. We expect to make one or two more acquisitions or investments this year. Let's turn to our shareholder structure on page 27. The shareholder structure has seen pronounced changes over the course of last year. The Atron Group has completely sold its shareholding of formerly 25%. The LBBW subsidiary now holds less than 5% of our shares. The Dürr family continues to be the largest shareholder, just under 30%. The family announced that they will stay above 25% in the future. The positive effect of these changes is that it increases our free float, which is now at 70%. Page 28 shows our performance in the Deutsche Börse M&S DAX rankings. From a number 100 position in the year 2007, we have systematically moved up and are now in first place among the possible entry candidates for the MDAX. We are about number 50 on both the market capitalization and the turnover criteria. Turnover in our stock tripled to an average daily volume of approximately 65,000 shares in 2011 and has continued rising this year. Moving to page 29 of the handout, our outlook for our business in 2012 and 13 is positive. There's no big surprise, as most of the numbers are already known to you. For 2012, we forecast, from today's perspective, a growth of at least 5% in sales revenues to over 2 billion euros. This is supported by the high order backlog and continued strong demand from our customers. Incoming orders should normalize after last year's exceptionally high level and exceed 2 billion euros in 2012, again well above the pre-crisis level of 2007 and 8. Earnings should improve further in view of our high capacity utilization as well as volume and cost regression effects. We are targeting an EBIT margin of over 5.5 up to 6%. The financial result will probably remain at last year's level in 2012, given that the outstanding bond volume and the resulting interest expense are unchanged. The effective tax rate should stay at around 25% due to the further use of tax loss carryforwards. For the summary, I hand now over back to Ralf Dieter again.
Ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to place your questions, I would like to draw a short conclusion. 2011 turned out much better than we had expected. Incoming orders reached a record high of 2.7 million, and we reached EBIT of more than 100 million. Therefore, we will propose a dividend of €1.20 per share to our shareholders at the annual meeting. The automobile industry will grow more strongly in the next 6 years than it did over the past 6 years, and therefore we expect a resurgence of the North American market too. Dürr's growth strategy is based mostly on four pillars: expansion in the emerging markets, ongoing product innovation, expansion of the service business, and the build-up of new business activities in the energy efficiency sector. Finally, for 2012, we expect a continuation of the upward trend with sales growth of at least 5%, as Ralf just mentioned, and earnings improvement with an EBIT margin of between 5.5% and 6%. The group is solidly positioned and fully financed, and our net financial status is positive, and we have 120 million of unused credit lines, and therefore a cash position of 300 million. So that's the summary. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. And now I hand back to Barbara to open the questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Ingo Satchel at Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one relates to the cleaning and filtration systems product area. I was wondering if you could give a bit more detail regarding the margin development that we should expect for the current fiscal year, especially maybe provide a bit more detail on whether we should still see a positive impact from the gross margin and pricing in this year due to the better order backlog, and if possible, also provide a bit more detail on the restructuring measures and eventual headcount reduction and so on that we are still implementing there. The second question relates to the campus buyback. Could you quantify sort of the costs that you had prior to the buyback related to the campus in the form of rent and so on that are now saved after the buyback? And the last question would be on your free cash flow. Could you quantify how big you see the net working capital or prepayment overhang at the beginning of the year and the negative impact from net working capital build-up that we should expect in the first half of this year?
The first question regarding the cleaning and filtration, we have an expectation or a target EBIT here of around about 6-8%, and we are just basically had the turnaround in 2011, so we expect that we are getting closer to this target in 2012, but not yet to this point.
Yeah, let me, Mr. Schachel, pick up the question on campus. We used to pay a rent of around about 4.3 million euros, and that is now being replaced by two items. One is our depreciation of roughly 1.5 million euros, and on the other hand, our interest payment, because we took over the financing of the campus from the leasing company, and that initially will start with 2 million euros. So we have a net benefit of roughly 700,000 euros, 700,000 euros per year, increasing obviously over time. But the EBIT itself, because interest is further down the line in our P&L statement, the EBIT in itself will improve by about 2.7 million euros. On free cash flows, I already mentioned the prepayment overhang. In the discussion. Now, this will not immediately flow out because we continue to receive new orders with fresh prepayments. I would expect, since you were asking for the earlier part of this year, that actually our net financial status will stay more or less stable for the next 6 months. But obviously, over time, we will have an outflow which may lead actually to an increased working capital maybe in the second half of this year and early next year.
Okay, thank you. Maybe a quick follow-up on the campus financing. Can you remind us when you would be able to pay back the financing relating to the campus project?
Yeah, we decided to take over this liability because we would have had to pay a major amount of break-up fees. That obviously goes down over time, and when we have the due date of our syndicated loan in 2014, that might be a time to package the overall financing between the campus refinancing and the syndicated loan.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Stefan Klepp at Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi gentlemen, Stefan Klepp speaking. I just have a question regarding to a couple of your statements. So first of all, the gross margins. You were saying that in the first half you have digested still some low margin orders in the paint and the paint shop area. So given as well the fact that the second half saw splendid margins, is it right to assume that if we extrapolate those gross margins that we saw in particularly probably the fourth quarter, that you margin guidance of 5.5-6% is, let's say, fairly conservative?
Yeah, this was a question, a statement.
That was a question. And
No, I think the fourth quarter you can't use, but as you said, our guidance is, let's say, based on a very good foundation. So, yes, the margins have improved in the course of the year, but we still have competition out there, and it's not in all areas. So I think the guidance of 5.5 to 6% from today's point of view is a guidance where we feel quite safe to guide that, yes.
Okay, to put it more in a question then, what is the effect in the first half that, let's say, the margin effect of the first half due to those low-margin contracts, and what's the margin quality that you have in your backlog at the moment?
Let's say the backlog has a better margin than the backlog at the end of year 2010, that's for sure. We could measure that. And it supports, again, our guidance, please. We just have now February. Give us a chance to go through the year.
Yeah, but just a follow-up to one of your statements. You said that the order volume, or let's say the order intake in the first quarter, was comparable to the one that we saw in Q4?
I said it looks like, because first quarter goes up to end of March, and those projects sometimes can also skip 1 or 2 weeks for the decision, and then it comes into second quarter. But it looks very stable, the demand. I think that's the main message here.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Jürgen Pieper at Metzler. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have principally one question on the outlook. Is it fair to say that you expect on the group level, let's say, a slight margin improvement? Is it fair to say that this is also true for the segments, for the individual segments, so for all of them? And part B, if you want, can you also say that you expect the gross margin to improve in 2012 compared to 2011? Maybe you have said it before. I couldn't listen to the full presentation, but in that case, sorry, but maybe you can just give a quick answer. Thanks.
I mean, first of all, by an improved by an outlook of 5.5 to 6%, we assume that we have also a margin improvement, but we have to say that in the paint and assembly system division, where we are at the target level, I think here further improvements will not be able to convince our customers to pay for, let's say, yeah. So we see the improvements, particular in the cleaning filtration system division, and in the application technology division, where you can see from the historic data that we had a higher level of profitability there already, where we are striving back to get to. Yeah.
And for the gross margin?
That is basically the same message here. Gross margin has to improve to support the EBIT margin. I think that's what I'm saying is more for the machinery business and the application technology. For the paint and assembly systems, we don't expect that.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasure.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1. We will now take our next question from Raoul Marinoni at Close Brothers Seidler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Some questions from my side. First, Research Institute expect car production in Europe to slightly fall in the current business year. Is this also true for Dürr Group, especially in Germany? And next question, which percentage rate do you claim when you receive an order as prepayment? And finally, could you give us an indication for CapEx in the current business year? Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Marinoni, first of all, the slowdown or the stagnation in Europe in production is not affecting us so much, because Europe without Germany is 8% of our business. But we are not so much depending on the production volume as such. We see a lot of activities in modernizing and further automizing factories. So we see, particularly in Germany, there's a lot of activities, all in the U.S. So from us, even the stagnation on the West, on the European market, for us is not an issue.
Okay.
The prepayments, that depends on the customer and on the negotiation, but you can say for large projects, on average, it's between 20 and 30%. On the machinery side, you very often don't get down payments. It depends. Every customer has different policies. But that could be a guidance, 20 to 30% for the bigger system business, not for the machinery business. And our CapEx was 26?
Yeah, between 25 and 30.
30, so something like that.
25 to 30.
25 to 30, yes.
Okay. and thereof for China?
Well, in China, we're expanding, but we basically rent those facilities. So all the investment we have is to hire people and to buy some machines. So in China, the investment is out of that maybe 3-4 million.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Jasko Terzek at DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Some questions left from my side. First, again on the guidance. So I was wondering why you're so cautious here in terms of your order intake expectations and sales expectations as well. So could you give us some more details why you remain so conservative here? Or will you be more selective on new orders? And second, maybe more on the sales side. With a backlog of 2.1 billion, why isn't it fair to assume to achieve even higher sales? If I look at the backlog at the end of 2010, you achieved significant sales growth here. So what could be the reasons, or what am I missing here? And the next question pertains to your trend in orders. Is China still the driver? And could you give us more lights on your U.S. and Brazilian business here?
Let's start with the last one. For sure, China is 30% of our business is a big driver, and we see continuous activities. But we are very positive to see that these activities, also in the U.S., have started again. I was 2 weeks ago in Detroit, and all the OEMs, Ford and GM and Chrysler, are investing now also back in the U.S., which gives us a very strong pipeline for 2012. So I think U.S. and we call it North America, including Mexico, you will see a higher share this year. The backlog, can we do higher sales in 2012? We said 5-10%. We have also capacity in terms of people who have to do this job, so there are some limitations. Although we hired a lot of people, I think at the point we have reached now, we will not continue this speed of hiring people. But maybe we are you ask us whether we are conservative. I mean, we are also reading newspaper. I mean, you read all these crisis headlines. We feel strong for 2012 because of what we said. But we also, I think, are known that we want to meet our guidance and not underperform it. So maybe we talk again in 1 or 2 quarters about the guidance.
Okay, thank you. Maybe on the order side, are you beginning to be more selective on new orders?
Let's say it in that in the capacity situation we are in, we have with our customers very often discussions about the delivery time and the project execution time frame. And so when a customer has some wish when the project should be finished, it could happen that we talk about a delay. You call that selective? Yes, we have not to take every order for any price, that's for sure. And this we are doing since last year, second half.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Peter Rothenager at Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. One question regarding your Parker engineering investment. So you did a 10% investment stake to get better access to Japanese companies. What are your detailed expectations for the Japanese market? What can you expect here as a market potential, and what time frame do you see for generating here significant sales? And the second question is regarding your free cash flow expectations for 2012. We have seen very strong free cash flow in 2011. Is that level sustainable in your view for 2012?
Okay, I would like to answer you the first question regarding Parker Engineering Japan. The Japanese market, as you know, is still one of the largest automobile production markets, but here are the same rules like in Western Europe. There are not many investments, if there are any, much in Japan. The Japanese OEMs, in particular since last year, the Fukushima problem, they are orientating their investments into China and in Southeast Asia. And here is where the focus of the Parker Engineering Corporation is lying on. Southeast Asia today is 500 million people, also moving into income areas which will support in future quite an increase of car sales. Let's say 3-5 years from now, this could be a really an emerging market. And we want to be ready. We are already building a paint shop for Ford, but also for the Japanese OEMs, we are now positioning us, and we have discussed about that. That's maybe something which will pay back in 2-3 years, but then we will talk about another emerging market for Southeast Asia.
And Mr. Rohner, your question on free cash flow, I would answer as follows. Earnings will increase as per our guidance, but net working capital is likely to increase as well, and it depends on the balance between the two, whether the cash flow will be different from this year, from last year. Since we always experience significant swings on net working capital due to prepayments, I would at this point only say it's going to be lower than 2011, but positive for sure.
Okay, thank you.
As there are no further questions in the queue, that will conclude today's question and answer session. I'll now hand the call back over to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much for your questions, and we thank you again for joining us for this call. And we say bye-bye for today and speak to you after the next quarter, after the first quarter, which will be when? In May. All right. Thank you very much for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.